One public official's term has been extended without benefit of election due to the pandemic. That's the term of Miss Michigan, Mallory Rivard. She's from Bay City, and she was crowned in June of 2019. And it's looking like she's going to hold on to that title until June 2021. Mallory Rivard, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is crazy. Does this make you the longest serving Miss Michigan ever?
Yes, I guess I'm going to be in the history book now. unfortunately, because of COVID-19, we've had to postpone the Miss Michigan competition and as well as the Miss America competition. But it is definitely a new, unique way that I'm able to continue to serve the great state. And I've competed for the job of Miss Michigan for over 7 years. So it's a little bit bittersweet that I get to hang on to it just for a little bit longer.
You know, so much of what your job entails is being out meeting with people, you know, going to events and shaking hands and sometimes giving hugs to little girls who just look at you and see a princess. How has your role changed?
It's changed tremendously. So this is my job as Miss Michigan that I meet face to face with people, but I'm also a first grade public school teacher, and we've seen vast changes in that job as well. And so it's really change every aspect of my life and how I do both of those jobs. I mean, I'm doing a lot of meetings virtually now. I'm connecting with families and citizens of Michigan virtually. Obviously, lots of plans have changed, but at the same time, I've just learned to be incredibly flexible and just remember that everyone in the state of Michigan and around the United States and even the world is going through this, and that we'll get through it together.
What have you learned about holding the attention of 6 to 7 year olds? On screen?
It is a lot harder than you think. Man, I am so such an animated person in general. People walk by my classroom and they're like, oh yeah, that's Mallory, like singing songs, dancing, making a fool out of herself. But then you limit yourself to just a screen and a camera. Oh, no, it's been interesting. And I just try to remember that every family is going through something different. And if I can at least just bring a smile to one child's face or one mom's heart, I mean, that is just what really that's really my goal at the end of the day.
You know, as you mentioned, you had competed for Miss Michigan before, and you had been a runner-up, correct?
Yeah, so I competed 7 times for the job of Miss Michigan.
Warrior.
Yeah, talk about resiliency. I learned that one the hard way. the last 2 years competing, I was the first runner-up, which in my family, we joke and we call it the first loser because you're like the second place person.
Okay, that's harsh. Okay.
It's just a joke between my dad and I. And it's such an honor to not only be the first runner-up, but at the same time, you're so close yet so far away. Ultimately, that 7th year was the charm. I accredit it to having more life experience, honestly. Like I said, I'm a first grade public school teacher, and I've taught for 3 full years now. And those life experiences, I think, really enabled me to bring more to the job of Miss Michigan.
Mallory Rivard is Miss Michigan 2019, 2020, and hey, who knows, maybe 2021 as well. Mallory, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.